Now, a concerned mum says the mess on the street outside her child's school is like a dog poo obstacle course. Claire, good morning to you.
Hello, how are you?
What school is this?
Ballymagee Primary School in Bangor.
And what's it like?
Like an obstacle course. Most mornings it's pretty bad. I would say most dog walkers who are offending are doing it in the evening or early morning.
And you've been trying to get it sorted?
Yeah, well, we contacted North Down Borough Council and basically put it to them because there was a concern with a lot of school or mums around the school. So we put an email in. I got a reply very quickly and said that they would step up patrols in the area to clean the area up. But really, it's about prevention and awareness and how they can, you know, catch these people.
And how concerned are you?
Concerned, well, for obviously there's a lot of kids going in and out of school every day. I was reading a topic there a couple of days ago about a little girl in England who actually, this happened to her, got dog dirt in her eye and she's partially blind now. It's a health hazard. It's not the school's fault. It's outside school grounds. It's primarily down to probably the minority of dog owners within this area of Ashby Road in Bangor.
North Down Council, I'm just looking through the statement that they've sent us here. They say that they've received 38 complaints in the borough. And in the same period last year, they point out there were 51 complaints. So they reckon there's been an improvement
right.
if you measure the level of complaints. They say that they are aware from previous years that the area outside Ballymagee School is a hot spot. My goodness. Over the past 3 weeks, they say they've done patrols to try to detect offenders, but they can't do some. But they are considering putting CCTV cameras.
Oh, well, that's good. That was one
into
of the
that area.
Yeah, that was one of the suggestions I was going to say about it because it's just I don't see why if someone's taken responsibility of owning a dog, why can't they look after it? You know, and it's not fair on, as I say, the kids trying to get in and out of school as well. You know, there's lots of mums who've been talking at the school gate about it and. When we heard, obviously, this subject had come up, it was something that I obviously thought I'll contact you about. So,
well, listen, look, they're considering CCTV. Keep the pressure on them. And thank you for calling us today.
Okay, thanks, Stephen.
Good morning to you.